This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka City Council meets tonight, and the agenda holds some key items up for discussion. The council could give its approval to a proposed development along the waterfront and will discuss whether or not to sell some 11 acres of city-owned land to developers who would create an RV park and possibly a mixed-use commercial and residential development. The council will also discuss the police department and the ongoing struggle to attract qualified personnel. Police Chief Steve Watson said the department is short about 20% of its staffing. Watson said that the department must prioritize when it comes to effective policing, and being short of staff does not help.
Definitely, you want to prioritize. You have to prioritize because you can't do it all. You have a finite amount of resources and staffing available, especially when you're down 9 officers and a sergeant like we are, about 20%.
The city council will also discuss whether or not to eliminate positions and freeze others in the police department to save the city some money. And the department continues to focus on recruiting both rookie and lateral transfer officers, which includes the offer of bonuses to come work in Eureka. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help with information related to a suspected homicide that left a transient dead overnight. Eureka Police found the body of 56-year-old Chucky Laval in an alley behind the First Church of the Nazarene in the 2300 block of E Street. Laval's death is being treated as a homicide, and it's believed his death occurred sometime overnight from late last night into the early morning hours today. Detective Ron Harpram has been assigned to the case, and anyone who may know Laval or have information about his movements or who heard anything in the area last night is asked to contact Eureka Police. The sheriff's office has confirmed that a man found dead inside a pickup truck parked in the driveway of a residence in Manila early Saturday morning died as a result of a gunshot wound. Deputies responded to a report that a person was in need of medical aid, and when they reached the scene at a house in the 1700 block of Victor Boulevard, they found 27-year-old Thomas Dix dead from a gunshot. His death is being investigated as a homicide. No other details related to the incident have been released. A sheriff's deputy on patrol on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka this morning spotted a vehicle idling in the Starbucks parking lot at Myrtle and West. When the deputy approached the vehicle, he saw the driver, identified as 21-year-old Peter Hunsucker, asleep in the driver's seat with a pistol in his lap. The deputy was able to secure the loaded weapon and then arrest Hunsucker, who was found to be a felon in possession of a firearm. Hunsucker was also booked for possession of a controlled substance. A reminder for county property owners, property taxes that were due on November 1st must be paid in full no later than Saturday, December 11th, in order to avoid penalties. The second installment of property taxes will be issued in February and will be due by next April. You are encouraged to contact the tax collector's office if you have questions about your tax bill. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.